Coach, you're soaked. You're a national champion.
I know, and I'm a national champion. Well, I'll tell you what, the guys behind me made me a national champion, so I can't think of any place better to get soaked and get water butt dumped on you because that was cold. But it's hot all day, and, man, what a performance by Kevin Abel and the whole entire team. You know, we lose the first game of the tournament, lose the first game in the championship series, and, you know, I think we were the best team in the country, and Arkansas was outstanding, you know. I said today to somebody that the two best teams in the country might be playing one another because there's some great teams out there, great teams in this tournament, and, you know, we just feel blessed to be the one that walks away with everything.
You did it before 2006, lost the first game, came all the way back. Did you draw any memories from that experience and tell the guys about it?
Well, you know, a little bit, but nothing about, you know, I wanted it to be their journey, and we talked a little bit about the resolve you have to have and how guys have to step up. How there is nobody that can be sore or tired or think that they're in a slump. You just got to go out and play. You got to separate the distance by just playing one pitch at a time. Don't worry about the heat, the wind, the cold, the time. Just bow your neck and be who we are.
We asked Kevin. He said he wanted it. He wanted those nine innings. But at what point did you think you were going to pitch him for nine?
Well, in the seventh, I said, let's make a change. And he just walked right down and said, there's no way. He said, I'm doing it easy. He says, I feel good. He says, matter of fact, I feel better than I felt any time I've ever been on the mound. And I said, okay, you get somebody on, and we're going to come and get you. And he just refused to let anybody get on. So what a competitive effort by him and our club. And it's really cool.
How are you going to remember this whole 2 weeks? I mean, it's been incredible, the frustrations you've gone through, and then to come all the way back with maybe the fluky miracle last night, we could call it.
Yeah, well, you know, when you stay with things, you got a chance, and we never felt like there was any fluke about it. We felt like if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to rip the jersey right off our back. We talked about that in 06. I think about those guys in 06 all the time. You know, a lot of those guys are here. Some of them are home. They know what it was like to go through that loser's bracket and come back. And, you know, I think that those brave men left a legacy that these guys knew that it was really, really possible.
Well, it is no fluke. You're a three-time national champion. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.